This is your reminder to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and we are encouraging you to apply or nominate someone right now if you think they have what it takes to be a leader. Joining us in the Leaders Portfolio studio today, the CEO of Edge Web Hosting, Mr. Vlad Friedman. Edge Web Hosting manages servers for businesses, and they are located in Baltimore, Maryland, had $5.4 million in revenues in 2010. Welcome, Vlad.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
This is a great story. You started Edge Web Hosting. You had owned other businesses, and you needed help with web hosting, and you had six vendors that did not work for you. The seventh vendor, you just threw your hands up. They didn't work. You fired them, got rid of them, and said, that's it. I'm starting this business myself. And voila, that's Edge Web Hosting.
Correct. Well, you know, back in the day when we started Edge Web Hosting, it was really the Wild West of the Internet days back in the 90s. And coming from the systems integration business, we had a focus on our customers and providing that highly intimate level of services. And I couldn't find that in a simple in any company that we worked with. So it was vendor after vendor of low expectations. And that seemed to be the common thread because it was such a growth-oriented industry. So at that time, we decided to take a risk. We bought a single server, we got an Internet T1 line, and we put it in a closet. And 14 years later, we're about 1,500 servers, 20,000 websites, and managing some of the largest websites on the Internet running mission-critical infrastructure.
That's what I was going to ask. That's your specialty, is mission-critical infrastructure within websites?
Correct. We focus almost exclusively on companies for whom their public-facing infrastructure is a key component of their business. So anything from hotel reservations to managing the blood supply of the United States to major political parties, nonprofits, all of those people rely on their infrastructure to make sure that their donations keep flowing, blood keeps flowing.
Right, so hotel. If what you do doesn't work, then they lose a lot of money. So you have to work.
Absolutely. Failure is not an option in our business.
Which is why I saw that you guarantee 100% uptime. And I was going to ask, how do you manage that? You have different servers that are backup if one should fail, kind of a deal.
Exactly. So we actually design the infrastructure for each one of our customers in a way so that there is no singular component that can take them down. And part of what we do, you know, we created a motto for what we do, and it really doesn't have anything to do with just technology. Our motto is stay up, sleep more. We keep the infrastructure up. The IT administrators can actually enjoy the, you know, certain quality of life instead of worry about focusing on things that they may not have experience managing.
Getting a call at 2 in the morning on a Sunday night, right?
Exactly.
Now, let's see, you started this business in what year?
Well, the original business was started in 91, which was a systems integration business, and we started Edge Web Hosting in 98.
Okay, and you, one of the other things that Edge Web Hosting does is you also address a wide range of compliance offerings to meet regulatory requirements. So in a way, you, Edge Web Hosting and kind of your leadership there, you have an inside look at regulatory requirements that companies face. What would you change?
From a regulatory perspective?
Mm-hmm. Or do you not see that pattern, really?
You know, I don't really see a pattern. I actually see compliance as a very important component of what we do and what customers should do. We found that many years ago, people weren't focused on compliance. And the real key to compliance is best practices. So people weren't using the right type of technology to protect your data. So I'm sure you've seen things on TV about data breaches where 100 million credit card numbers were mm-hmm. breached. You know, generally, that's why some of those standards were put in place, because it's all about if you do the right things, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that your information won't be compromised, but you really lessen the chance of the attackers by putting several barriers in the way mm-hmm. to make it so difficult that the effort to get the information exceeds the value of the information that they're trying to get.
Yeah, excellent. And so do you see those cases in the news and you think, and then you try to figure out, well, how did they do it? And you think, oh, but I would have done this. And so that would have prevented that?
Yes. Well, it's interesting because my story is I was that 8-year-old kid who got his first computer with the acoustic coupler modem where I actually put the telephone handset on top of the computer to connect. to the world. So by the time I was 14 years old, I was, one of those people that could probably outsmart the 40-year-old systems administrator.
You were the hacker, but you're not using,
I'm being nice about it. You know, and now I'm the 40-year-old systems administrator being outsmarted by the new batch of 14-year-old kids. So it's an interesting role reversal.
So it's a good time to get right into your leadership philosophy, which is that, your background is, after high school, you started your own IT company. You started at University of Maryland for computer sciences, but you didn't finish your bachelor's. You actually just went straight to kind of being that company owner. And talk about your overall leadership philosophy.
Sure. Back when I was in school and back when I was starting this business, it was interesting because I never thought about being a leader. All I thought about was get the next project, do the job, get the next project, do the job, hire more people, get more projects for them. And as Edge Web Hosting formed and really turned into a decent-sized company and gained more and more in staff, I really started to understand the value of leadership. And I know everyone talks about this, but you start to really focus on working on your business instead of in your business. And that's a transition that I actually had to make very consciously. I'm very much a bits and bytes guy rather than someone who came in with a business agenda and, as an intentional leader. And over time, it's something I've really had to change and look at myself and say, stop being a bits and bytes guy. Focus on the business. Focus on the growth. Focus on the messaging. What is the vision? Am I spending enough time not just delivering that vision to the public and the customers, but am I spending my time delivering that vision to our employees to make sure that we're in alignment? So the message that the company sends out to the public domain has to be backed up by the people that are actually doing the work. So one of the changes we've had is really preaching the message to the employees so that if you ask me or you ask anyone who works for me, what do we do? Why are we better than anyone else? Mm-hmm. Everyone has exactly the same messaging.
Excellent, excellent. And I got a Forbes business quote for you. This is from Roger Ascham. By experience, we find out a short way by a long wandering. By experience, we find out a short way by a long wandering. Thoughts?
I think it's very true. And to some degree, when I look back on where I started to where I've come, I've really found the big difference is experience. I can get to where it may have taken me a month or a year to get to a certain place. I can get to the same place in a shorter period of time just because I've lived it. And I don't think there's any education that can replace that. I think it's just a matter of you have to go, you have to lead, you have to make mistakes, you have to learn from those mistakes. And then you can draw on that experience.
Now, if you're thinking about kind of your success, right, and over time, what percentage of success do you think is skills versus training versus luck versus drive?
I think they all have a certain percentage, influence. Interestingly enough, I think training is probably the least important. I think you have to be driven. I think you have to focus on creating the right products. You have to be focused on creating demand, gaining visibility into who your customer wants, what your customer wants. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the exercises we went through that was very interesting was we actually did a marketing survey of why did customers buy from us? And interestingly enough, I as a CEO and the visionary thought it was, A, B, and C. And when we polled our customers, I was completely wrong.
Wow.
I had no idea what our customers wanted. And when they told us and we changed the messaging of things that we were already doing,
right,
but just talking about the right things that drove that customer demand, it had a material impact on our business.
Interesting, interesting. Well, Vlad, I want to thank you for being with us here in studio. That's excellent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Vlad Friedman, CEO of Edge Web Hosting, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. And of course, you could find his interview at leadersportfolio.com, which, by the way, you could also find information about our supporters of leadership, sponsors, as well as your awards application at leadersportfolio.com. I also want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Ullers, and the production team, Adrian, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, and Yair. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I enjoy speaking with these CEOs about leadership so that I can learn more about how to be a better leader, as well as you can learn how to be a better leader. And you know what? They learn from each other as well. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith.